All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say it, everybody, in the Rumble chat tonight. USA Abigail up first is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. JGCK is on. Snag Dog is on. TJT1 is on. Let me see here. Robin Aroni's on. Granite 2468 is on. Did I say Mr. Cool Dude already? Mr. Cool Dude's on. Salty Gonads is on. Let me see here. Hanslick Donovan is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Producer Aaron is on. Mike Griffith is on. Let me see here. Greg Ninemon is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Sparky 8142 is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Bud Dave is on. Charlie 340 is on. Auntie Mama 07 is on. Ever Eden is on. Agravain is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Tim L. T-Bird is on. General Plowman is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. Let me see here. Texas Billy is on. Let me see here. Daynow 59 is on. Jim Brody is on. Let me see here. Miniball is on. Big Scott 1 is on. 11 Carl 11 is on. Arcadia Angel is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. 23 Justin Blake is on. Mojave Jeep JT is on. K4 VMS is on. Conservative Warrior 65 is on. Thunderbolt is on. Lisa Kinzer is on. Biggie 926 is on. Kansas Law Dog is on. Alligator Alcatraz is on. Richard Perry is on. Let me grab a couple more here. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Let me grab one or two more. LEG is on. One more. Let me find one more here at the bottom. Those Jesus People is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Let's hop to the latest news here happening just before the podcast. Benny Johnson video, the Comey indictment. Play for me.
Welcome back. Breaking right now, tonight, a major update to a story we brought to you earlier in the hour. A grand jury has just handed down an indictment for former FBI Director James Comey. The Justice Department accuses Comey of lying to Congress while under oath back in 2020. Let's bring in David Spunt with all the breaking details. David, what can you tell us?
Well, Jillian, we are waiting to get the actual details of the indictment. We're just told that an indictment has been handed up against the former FBI Director James Comey. So I don't want to speculate on the actual charges yet until I see the paper in hand. That's the only responsible thing to do. But we know that James Comey, the former FBI Director, has been indicted. We're waiting to see if there's any sort of comment from the Justice Department.
And just remember, when it comes to indictments, that doesn't mean a whole lot. It's step one, has to happen, step one. But all that is basically the prosecution presenting their evidence to a what's called, of course, a grand jury indictment. And there is no defense. So Comey will now have his day in court. But what it means now is that this will now proceed on to at least potential prosecution. And nobody knows what the charges are yet. It was just put out that the DOJ has now handed up an indictment. It's huge. And again, for all the black pill people out there, this has never happened before. And we're going to go to John Bolton next. John Bolton's going to get indicted, folks. That's going to happen. Letitia James is going to get indicted. And Adam Schiff is going to get indicted. There's no way for these people to not get indicted. And Comey, there was no way for Comey to not get indicted. He absolutely lied under oath on national TV during one of those awful 2020 Zoom interviews to Congress. So he lied to Congress. He obstructed Congress. That is for sure. That happened. He lied. Aaron, did they come out with it?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, they are out with it now. Okay. One count of making a false statement. All right, I had that right. Perjury related to allegedly false testimony about authorizing an FBI official to serve as an anonymous source. One count of obstruction of congressional proceeding tied to efforts to impede the congressional inquiry. There we go. So they are out. They weren't out when last I heard. So great job, Aaron. Thank you. So there we go. So he's being charged with that. He also needs to be charged with leaking classified information, of which there, I don't know what the statute of limitations is on that, but it certainly has not expired, because Comey absolutely leaked classified information and testified that he did so. And what he said was not necessarily testified under oath, but said that he did so publicly, I should say, not testified. What he did was he took classified information, leaked it to his professor friend, and had his professor call the newspaper. See how stupid these people are? As if that doesn't mean that you leaked it. You did still leak it to somebody. You just didn't leak it to the press. Leaking it is the crime, not leaking it to the press.
Right.
It doesn't matter who you leaked it to, whether it's press, your wife, or anybody else. You leaked it. Imagine just how stupid these people are. That's why I always tell you, the FBI, for law enforcement purposes, is absolutely freaking useless. They don't even understand the law. They have no idea. James Comey actually thought that it would exonerate him of leaking classified information if he told a friend and had them tell the press as if he didn't leak it to the friend. I mean, that's exactly what he did, by the way. So hopefully they go after him for leaking to it. They just keep prosecuting and prosecuting. Right when the press starts to settle in, because they're, you know, we're going to hear all the crap. Trump is weaponizing the DOJ after 4 years of Biden weaponizing the DOJ. And I could go through the litany of charges, but you hear that all the time, whether it's Trump, Navarro, Bannon, Giuliani, everybody else weaponized against raiding of Mar-a-Lago, everything. I mean, the 900 years in prison, all that, whether it's civil or criminal charges, sending up Matthew Colangelo to meet Alvin Bragg and reinstigate charges that don't even exist in New York, weaponizing the DOJ. So when all that's, don't even wait for it to settle. While it's still percolating, they're all rampaging on Abby Phillips' show, charge him with leaking right after it. Go after him, just like that. And Trump will. And again, to all the black-pilled people, you're like, Tom, you seem black-pilled. Never. I've never said I was black-pilled. Have you ever heard me say, that's it, I give up? You ever heard me say that? Trump sucks, that's the end of it, I'm out. No, even when I was a jilted lover, I was a nice jilted lover.
That's true.
I was a nice jilted lover. I was like, you know, the divorced husband, talking nice about his wife.
Very gracious.
Very gracious. You know, the kids, no, your mom's a wonderful woman. You know that she's an absolute detestable whore. You know, but oh no, but anyway, not that Trump was ever a test before. But anyway, so I mean, I never was. I've never black-pilled. I'm going to speak out against the things I'm against. I'm against whatever I'm against, I'm going to say it. I'm never going to give in to the left's theology of, you know what, even if I'm against it, I'm going to say that I'm for it because I believe in some greater agenda. No, there is no greater agenda because whatever you put in the ground's coming up. You can't lie for a greater agenda because if you put lies in the ground, what's coming up, boys?
Lies.
Lies. That's it. Mm-hmm. Good job, Will. Will didn't even answer. Sorry. Not a very good congregation tonight. But anyway, so hopefully that happens with Comey too. So let's move on to James. Let's move on to Johnny B. Johnny Bolton, Big Fish video. John Bolton is cooked. Play it for me.
Judge approved it, and they got some good materials. One Dell Optiplex, one HP laptop model 17, one Dell laptop XPS, USB flash drive with a black with a green center, one binder that says U.S. Department of State Diplomatic Security, an introductory security briefing prepared for the transition team. That sounds like it's probably classified. One Dell Optiplex, a travel memo documents with pages labeled secret, U.S. mission to the United Nations with confidential documents inside. U.S. government strategic communications plan. Confidential documents. Confidential documents with this type of heading. And weapons of mass destruction. Classified documents. That's the big kahuna right there. Search warrant signed and asked for permission certified by the special agent on 9/5/2025, not long ago. So the judge came out, signed off on the order, said go and get it. And it's interesting. Do we hear from Jake Tapper screaming about weapons of mass destruction like they did after Mar-a-Lago? Wow, you know, this is our whole country's gonna die. No, because John Bolton has been a friendly to them, and this is pretty bad. So the most interesting part of this, as always, is usually the case. Not all, it's kind of a contradiction there, but as is usually the case, is this section, all of the redactions. And it sounds like everything was just tucked away in his AOL account and seized by some foreign entity. It's our government, man. And they brought.
So that's what I'm saying. See, this is not black-pilled material, folks. Donald Trump is doing what's never been done before. You have a former national security advisor, John Bolton. He's going to get indicted. I mean, look at this thing. Every one of those red lines that he's putting on here is him being in possession of SCIF information, of information that's supposed to stay in a secure SCIF that is classified information, including classified information about weapons of mass destruction. And of course, the media says nothing about that, but they allude to Trump, who's lawfully in possession of documents like this. Can John Bolton ever be in lawful possession of documents like this? No. Can Joe Biden before being president? No. All with Joe Biden's 1,850 boxes worth of classified documents they had in three different locations were all from him being a senator and vice president. Not charged at all, but Mar-a-Lago gets raided and the Goebbels media is out there talking about how Donald Trump could be leveraging weapons of mass destruction, information around the globe for personal financial enhancement. A multi-billionaire. And Donald Trump's going to make his money doing that instead of real estate. Every single one of these little red lines that you see this guy do on this, and that's all the redacted stuff, by the way. That's the stuff we're not allowed to see. Can you imagine what's in there? And all those little red lines are charges against John Bolton. He's done. So don't be blackpilled. Like, nothing's ever going to happen. Okay, now all the people have said that nothing's ever going to happen. You now have an indictment on James Comey. Who's next? I'm telling you, Bolton goes down. Letitia James goes down. Adam Schiff goes down. There's no way they can't. You can bring it back to me. So there's no way that Letitia James and Adam Schiff don't go down. You're like, how, Tom? Because it's right there. Listen, it's on the papers. Letitia James swore 30 times under oath that those were her primary residences when they weren't, to get more favorable mortgage rates and mortgage deals. It's over. Schiff did the exact same thing under oath of the notary public. It's over. They know it's over. The Eric Seibert guy that Trump fired because he refused to file charges against Letitia James is just a deep state hack with an R in front of his name who's actually a D, because many of the R's are D's. Most R's are D's in more than one way. They are. They're just a bunch of kumbaya establishment, a bureaucrat establishment, cocktail circuit swampsters. That's who they are. All of them, R's and D's, everybody but maybe 15 people, including Donald Trump, are actually decent human beings on Capitol Hill. The rest of them are just a confluence of people who are left to extreme left who believe they know better than you and I. All right, so here's a big statement by Donald Trump for all the black pill people too. Disclosed, you're like, Tom, aren't you? Tom, at some point we know that you're going to rag on Trump. Yeah, I'm going to tell the truth about Trump. But he's also the greatest president of my lifetime. And he'll be the greatest president of all time if he even gets the debt going downhill. Disclosed TV video. Now, Trump, I will not allow Israel, to take the West Bank. Play for me.
Did you promise leaders this week that you would not allow Israel to annex the West Bank? Is that something that you
said? I will not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. Nope, I will not allow it. It's not going to happen.
Did you speak with Netanyahu about this
directly? Yeah, but I'm not going to allow it, whether I spoke to him or not. I did, but I'm not allowing Israel to annex the West Bank. There's been enough. It's time to stop now, okay?
So you talk about signal versus noise. Noise means nothing. Signal means I'm actually communicating with you the truth. Signal versus noise, that all comes from Steve Bannon's war room. But anyway, that's signal. And Aaron brought this up, if Netanyahu decides to push it, I believe Trump is telling him right there, there's the red line. Do not try to annex the West Bank, because you know what it is? He hates Netanyahu. He's done with him. And again, people are like, oh, so Tom's on the anti-Israel side. No, I'm not on any side. What side I'm on is the truth. What side I'm on is the Constitution and Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. And us being a federalist society, a federalist country, and a constitutional republic. That's what side I'm on, period. If Trump emulates most of my beliefs, then you're going to hear it. If he doesn't, then you're going to hear it one way or the other. This right here is him saying, I'm sick and tired of Netanyahu. He actually thumbed his nose to Netanyahu. As much as I hated the Iran attack. And see, again, I'm going to be honest about it. I hated the Iran attack, but I can't sit there and badmouth every aspect of it, because then you become a liar. Then you become somebody who's justifying their narrative by lying. And I become a liar who lies and lies about their lies. I don't want to be a person like that and go to hell for it. Revelation 21:8. God hates lying above all. But anyway, because the devil is the father of all lies. But he thumbed his nose at Netanyahu and the Iran nuclear facility attack, because Netanyahu wanted another situation where the wills of the world, the Marine Corps of the world, the Marine Corps of the United States goes over and fights an Israeli war without any IDF support, and we go over and all of our guys die, none of their guys die, and we gain nothing. We sit over there for 20 years because all Israel wants is mayhem in the region because mayhem is easier to control. You're like, Tom, so you're against Israel? No, I'm not. Israel has their positive attributes. And, you know, you talk about, here's something to bring up. Everyone knows about the Liberty attack, how you had, via Lyndon B. Johnson's orders, using the IDF to sink the USS Liberty, but it was basically a ship that was impossible to sink. And Lyndon B. Johnson was like, put that ship on the bottom of the ocean. That's a fact, by the way, as well as LBJ, according to Roger Stone, was behind the assassination of JFK, which he was. it's undeniable if you actually read the documentation. But anyway, IDF soldiers were assigned to land on the Liberty and execute everybody on board, and they refused to do so. So don't think every Israeli is evil, even if you're on the black pill Israel side. They're not. Not every Israeli is evil. Not every American is evil. Not every Englishman and Englishwoman is evil. It's case by case. That's how it's going to be on Judgment Day, so that's how we ought to live, correct? Right. So that is the way that it is. But anyway, Trump is saying to Netanyahu, I'm sick of you. Behind the scenes, it is alleged that Trump screams at Netanyahu, can't stand Netanyahu. Charlie Kirk allegedly couldn't stand Netanyahu. Everyone's sick and tired of him. And they've made themselves, basically, they used to be everybody's sort of favored nation. Now they're hated around the globe. Hated around the globe, which makes people investigate whether or not they're involved in the Charlie Kirk assassination, because that's the generation that's turning against Israel. Because Israel just won't stop. They just never, again, we bomb Iran 2 minutes later. Well, you know, Pakistan has nukes too. No, we're done. And Trump thumbed his nose at Netanyahu by only doing a 30-minute attack and put no boots on the ground. And Netanyahu wanted this to go on for months and months and months and months and months, and then going to Pakistan. And Trump said no. And now he's telling him, you are not going to annex the West Bank. We're done. We're done. Because everybody, he's been trying to get Netanyahu to stop the devastation, the absolute devastation via just absolute, military devastation of Gaza, way exceeding what was done on October 7th, 2023, way exceeding it, as well as confirmed reports of forced famine, as well as absolutely confirmed reports of a double missile strike on a hotel with journalists in it. That was confirmed. It was done on live TV. Everyone filmed it. So, I mean, there's no denying it. And the last Christian church standing in Gaza got wiped out. Like, you can't tell what that is. Everything else is rubble, and there's one Christian church with a cross, and you can't tell what that is. With using our weapons to do it. I mean, the strategic ability of the United States, the tactical, strategic ability of United States weaponry, ballistic missile weaponry, they can't tell. They can find a jihadist in the fourth bedroom on an eighth floor apartment and blow up just that bedroom, but they can't determine whether or not that's a Christian church or not in the middle of Gaza, the last one standing. So Israel has its successes. But by the way, you have Obama killing everything in sight with drones, Biden killing everything in sight with drones. The only one who actually holds back is the one that they constantly accuse of starting World War III, which is Donald Trump. Donald Trump never kills anybody with drones. Donald Trump, remember, When Iran, during his first administration, took control of several of our soldiers on a smaller vessel and then released them. They shot down one of our drones. That was a separate incident. So they shot down one of our drones, and the drones are millions and millions and millions of dollars. One of those big ones. They shot it down, and they found out the source of where it was shot down. And Trump was like, well, how many people are going to die when we wipe that out? And they had it all set up. And I think it really pissed off Johnny Bolton. I think this is one of the times he's torqued off Johnny B. Johnny B's about to go to federal prison. That's okay. He can be pissed off there. But anyway, so Trump finds out where did the rounds come from? Where were they targeted from? And he goes, how many people are going to die? I said 23, called it off, because I'm not going to kill 23 people for a drone. Who does that? Not Hussein Obama, not Hillary, not Kamala Harris, not Joe Biden, but Donald Trump does. The very one they accuse of killing people doesn't. The very one they accuse of that he would be the most likely to start World War III is the least likely to start World War III. And listen, his Ukraine policy right now, absolutely dismal. Horrible. F-. But I think he's playing art of the deal stuff. That's how Trump is. One day super inflammatory, next day complimenting you. That's how he works. So I'm going to sit back and wait. But what he said about, I mean, jumping on board with Ukraine, saying they could take over all the areas they've already lost and take over part of Russia. I mean, we went over this last night. I'm not going to go deep into that, but that was nothing really has happened today so far with that, except for one thing. The defense minister for Russia, Lavrov, came out today and said he considers NATO to be at war with Russia. That's not good, folks. I mean, that's just brilliance on my part. That's some deep stuff I just said. That's not good. It's not good. Over what? Okay, so you have one authoritarian dictatorship versus another authoritarian dictatorship, of which one still has elections. Even though elections are fake in Russia, at least they still have them. There isn't any election at all in Ukraine. There's no oppo media in Ukraine. There is opposition media in Russia. There's none in Ukraine. There's an opposition party in Russia. There's none in Ukraine. So we're out there, Slava Ukraine, and fighting for democracy in Ukraine, of which democracy doesn't exist in Ukraine. Absolutely insane. All right, let's move on. Trump section of the show. Trump section of the show. Well, I already did some Trump. Here's some more Trump. At Adam Hughes tweet, Trump to use Democrat shutdowns. So Democrats wanting to shut down the government. Why? Because Donald Trump refuses to pay for medical care for illegals. So to make this an easy conversation, he doesn't want Medicaid for illegals. So the Democrats, if you don't give us Medicaid for illegals, you heard it in the pregame with Stephen Miller. If you don't give us Medicaid for illegals, we're going to shut the government down. Imagine campaigning on that. Right now, the Democrats, what are they campaigning on? I mean, I know there's not a literal campaign, but really, what are they campaigning on? They're campaigning on ISIS Gestapo. They're campaigning on, let's keep murderers and rapists in the country. They're campaigning on, we will not sign a budget deal. And by the way, to my great chagrin, the Republicans that offer, we're going to continue to spend just as we're spending. Will you Democrats sign it? So they're going to continue to spend us at $2.5, $2.6 trillion worth of debt every year. And the Democrats wouldn't even sign that because they want to spend more on illegal Medicaid. Medicaid for illegals. So that's what Democrats are running on right now. They're running on attacking ICE. They're running on murdering right-wingers. And I actually love that little CNN clip. I don't know who the conservative commentator was on the Abby Phillips clip in the pregame. And he just said it to that guy. He goes, well, the one guy is saying, well, the rhetoric goes both ways. And he's like, no, you're killing us. He didn't know what to say. Well, you are. Who's firing all the rounds? Who fired the rounds at the ABC building after Kimmel was suspended? The left. Who just shot and killed, allegedly? It's just like a typical leftist. They say they're for children while they abort 2 million a year inside the United States, 41 million worldwide, they say they're for kids. They say they're for illegal aliens, and a leftist just shot and killed one and shot three yesterday. Who's doing all the shot and killed Charlie Kirk, assassinated Charlie Kirk, shot at Donald Trump, attempted to shoot him again with Ryan Routh, who then tried to stab himself in the throat in the hearing. Would have loved to have seen that video footage. Why aren't all court hearings videotaped? That's not the right word.
Recorded.
Anymore. Recorded, thank you. I'm trying not to go 1980s. Brett Kavanaugh attempt. Steve Scalise attempt. You're killing us. The guy was absolutely confounded. You're the ones who burned down cities. You're the ones who are firing all the rounds. You are the ones doing the assassination attempts. You're the ones looting Apple stores and Nike stores. You're the ones running businesses out of town. It's you. It's the left. It's the left. But here's the left again. Trump to use Democrat shutdown to permanently reduce government workforce. I love the guy. I just love him. I wish he was doing better with Ukraine. But you can't. Here's the thing with that. You can't stop a Slavic conflict. It would have been stopped 1,000 years ago. It's been going on for 1,000 years. Slavic people want to fight each other. That's the way it is. Tom, that sounds racist. What race would that be? Slavic? It's not a race. They're all white. How's that? It's crazy. OMB Director Russ Vogt told agencies to draft plans for permanent job cuts. You want to shut it down? No problem whatsoever. We'll use it as an opportunity to cut jobs. And maybe we'll see that $37 trillion debt go down. For permanent job cuts, if a shutdown begins in October, the OMB, Office of Management and Budget, has directed agencies to identify programs losing discretionary funding and, beyond furloughs, eliminate positions not aligned with President Trump's priorities. In past shutdowns, Democrats were able to assign blame to Republicans while keeping their pet programs. This is great. Let them shut it down on the basis of the Republicans not being willing to fund Medicaid for illegals. let them shut it down. Let them campaign on that. I love every last minute of them. Let them do it. Let them talk. Let them campaign on it. All right, let's go to the next one. Real America's Voice video. Here's Bannon. Play for me.
I think the Democrats have now walked into a trap they set for themselves, kind of, because they're arguing that unless President Trump agrees, essentially, and Miller said this last night, I think, over at Fox, unless the Republicans agree and the president agrees to continue to fund illegal alien health care for illegal aliens, they're just not going to vote on anything and shut the government down. Now, I realize people are out of town, but Russ Vogt has just ruined their dreams of chop-blocking the Trump revolution by saying, you know, this is very interesting because this really, you know, as OMB director, I think we have essential and non-essential workers. And I think the agencies ought to be prepared for, quote, mass firings, unquote. Brother Wade Miller. We got to get our hands around this fiscal policy. You know, even the Clean CR, House Freedom Caucus supported. We kind of said, hey, if you got to do it, you got to do it, because Russ Vogt's saying, I got rescissions, I got pocket rescissions, I got impoundments, I'm going to start cutting away at this thing. But now we're talking about mass firings. We're finally getting to what Doge kind of attempted to do. How real is this, sir?
Well, I think it's very real, and it's an amazing own goal by Democrats and a strategic failure on their part. Republicans were basically ready to fund government at current levels, and of course that wasn't good enough for them, so they're heading towards a shutdown. And I don't think that they really understood the mindset of the Trump administration towards woke weaponizing wasteful government. Because essentially on September 30th, October 1st, there is no appropriation in place. So, you know, in past shutdowns, presidents have decided to furlough, but there's no requirement to furlough. The Trump administration can instead just start firing large scale woke.
Hang on. This is so key. This is what I say. This trap was set. In the past, you could kind of. And they did. They kind of played footsie. That's why you just had a couple of park rangers that maybe took a day off or something, right? This is totally, completely different. What Russ Vogt's saying, hey, at midnight on the 30th, it runs out, baby. The new fiscal year starts at 1 in the morning on the 1st of October, and we got no money. We have no appropriations. We have nothing. So I've got to go to all non-essential workers. I'm not going to furlough them. I'm going to fire him. Is that essentially Russ Vogt's plan?
Well, yes. If there's no appropriation in place, then the president of the United States has a significant amount of authority to eliminate spending to comport with the lack of that appropriation, minus security, things that are life-saving, national defense. But otherwise, that the president has a broad amount of authority. And if the president authorizes OMB Director Russ Vogt to put that plan in place, they can take a wrecking ball to a lot of these bureaucracies that are unnecessary and are just elevating the debt, serving no public purpose. So in that respect, just legally and statutorily, I don't understand what the Democrats are thinking. And I'm kind of glad that they're this inept.
See, it's very simple arithmetic. If they do not give an appropriations bill, then none of these agencies are funded. And why were they given an appropriations bill? Because Democrats will not sign a budget unless Donald Trump and the Republicans agree to for Medicaid for illegals. So all these people working in all of these governmental offices are all leftists, all of them. I mean, you saw it. Right at the glorious days at the beginning of the Trump administration, when Elon was still around with Doge, when they went into USAID, 98% of their employees gave to Democrats and were Democrats. That's the same thing in all of these institutions that will no longer be funded via these appropriations. So you know what? Fire them all. What are they doing anyway? Again, what has USAID ever done for you? What's the National Endowment for Democracy ever done for you? What has any of the NGOs ever done for you? Are any of these government entities that are really government NGOs that are actually government agencies, but they're still just NGOs? They do nothing. There's just a bunch of people receiving a paycheck. And remember, before Trump got in office, only 6% of them are even showing up to work every day or ever during the week. So just remember, let them all be fired. There's just nothing. It doesn't mean anything. If you don't have some multi-level staffer at some governmental office that never has ever affected you in your life, never be intimidated by the whole government shutdown thing. I love what Trump is doing. Take advantage of it. It's a great opportunity. And right when you're firing all of those government workers, indict John Bolton right in the middle of it. And then right when you indict John Bolton, wait about 2 days and then indict Letitia James. And then wait another 2 days and indict Adam Schiff. That's what you do. And then the next day, issue subpoena for Joe Biden to come in and testify about his auto pen. It's over and over and over and over again. You just keep it going. But this is a great opportunity. If the money's not there to pay for the agency, you are justified via the power of the executive branch, to fire them. with the exception of the military and essential agencies. Fire them all. I think it's great. Let's do it. Let's go look at this one. U.S. Department of Energy video. DOE, Department of Energy, is returning. When have you ever heard this ever in the history of government? Again, can't be blackpilled on Trump. He does most of what Trump does is great. Because the DOE is returning $13 billion in unobligated American taxpayer funds to the U.S. Treasury. Play for me.
So what's the announcement this morning?
So my Department of Energy has announced we're going to return over $13 billion to the taxpayers. That's over $100 per American family. This was money passed and slated to be energy subsidies. But we need the subsidies have been corrosive because they've not only cost taxpayer money, but then they've led to more expensive electricity bills. We lose twice. So we're doing everything we can in the Trump administration to stop the rise in energy prices.
So money that was going to go to green energy, to subsidize green energy, is instead going back to the Treasury?
Yes.
So I thought that green energy was going to be like an all of the above, like a part of the energy dominance platform. Is this take it off the table? What's going on?
With green energy, and again, I don't agree with the name, but with solar and wind and electric vehicles, which is where most of the money has gone, they've just barely gotten to 3% of United States energy and 2.5% of global energy. So it's just been a massive malinvestment. We've made electricity more expensive. We've pushed industries and jobs out of our country, haven't moved the needle on global greenhouse gas emissions. It has been, as the president said, I think he rightfully characterizes it as a scam.
You just talk about a typical leftist policy, right? Where they tax you more so that you can pay more. That's exactly what that is the Democratic Party energy. That is the Democratic Party energy policy. That is their energy philosophy. We're going to tax you more and make you pay $13 billion for wind, solar, and electric. And then because of that money being spent on wind, solar, electric, you pay for it in tax revenue. And then you're going to pay more in your own electric bill. That's Democrat. That's what's happening in Canada. Nobody can buy a home in Canada, just like nobody can buy a home here. Overtaxed and have no excess money to spend. So that if you ever want to just sum up the Democratic Party in one sentence, it would be, you know, we're going to tax you more so that then your bills go up. That's the Democratic Party. That's exactly what they're doing. And by the way, after all of these years, how many years have we had to listen to Al Gore, all of the predictions that never happen, all of these years of advancements in solar, advancements in electric makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, you can make a tacit argument for supplemental energy on solar. Like, I wouldn't mind having some solar panels in my house to lower my electric bill. No problem at all.
Yeah.
I get that. I mean, that's fine. But, you know, the argument for these things to replace fossil fuels is an absolute joke. So you know, because here we are years and years and years into alleged advancements into these things. And of course, what I was going to say was electric makes no sense at all, because how is electric made? It's made via fossil fuel. So if you don't have it going out of your tailpipe and you're like, well, it's not going out of my tailpipe because I've got a Tesla and it doesn't burn any fossil fuels in the engine. First of all, that's not true. It does exude lots of fossil fuels, and it takes way more fossil fuels to make that than a standard car. And for you basically to become equivalent with a standard gas burning engine, in order for that to even work out economically, to work out numerically, you have to own that electric car for 10 years before it exudes less fossil fuels than an internal combustion engine car, which is usually lasts people 5 to 6 years. So it makes absolutely no sense. But anyway, so they'll tell you, well, you know, I'm not emitting any CO2, that horrible gas that gives life, into the air. And of course, that's what Democrats are all about. Non-life. But anyway, so I'm driving a Tesla. I'm driving an electric car, and it's not emitting any CO2. Okay, but you had to charge it, and now what you're using to charge it is now going out of the quote-unquote metaphorical tailpipes of the electric company at the power plant. So what's the difference? The same amount of fossil fuels is being burned to charge your vehicle than would have been used to run your internal combustion vehicle. What's the difference? That's why you've seen absolutely no impact from any of these things on CO2 emissions. That's why when you had the COVID pandemic shutdown, the pandemic shutdown of 2020, CO2 emissions went up. Explain that. I can't. How do I explain it? Because CO2 emissions have nothing to do with internal combustion engines. Nothing. Do they put them out? Yes. But remember, all that was shut down for weeks. Nobody was driving to work. I witnessed it. I was out. Did I stop working? No, I didn't care. I was out driving around without a mask, going everywhere without a mask, having people stare at me. And that's where I missed the finger. I couldn't do the finger because I'm a Christian, but I missed it at that time. But anyway, so I'm driving around. But anyway, nobody's driving around. So you should have had this just absolute massive drop in CO2 emissions, but you didn't, because we don't have that kind of impact. We don't have it. I mean, one volcano eruption is 1,000 years of vehicle CO2 emissions in 20 minutes. See how idiotic these policies are. And I didn't mean to deep dive as far into that, but I mean, you look at it, all these advancements after all of these years in wind and solar and electric, what do they make up? 3% of our energy in the United States. And that's sporadic 3%, because sometimes it's on, sometimes it's off. So it's never a continuous 3%. So we just have to come up with the other 97%, because sometimes it's 0%. So at most, sporadically, on average, it's 3%, but there's many days where it's 0%. You know why? Because there's no wind and there's no sun. And then globally, 2.5% after all these years. And there's no infrastructure for us to switch to electric anyway. You'd have to build thousands of power plants, which burn what, Aaron?
Fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And how does that make sense to anybody? Switching to electric. How does that make sense to one commonsensical human being on the planet? That in order for us to implement electric car policy, Gavin Newsom's 2030 policy, you'd have to build thousands of power plants to fueled by fossil fuels to charge his electric vehicles. Go, Aaron.
Not to mention the destroying the earth for lithium mining.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
just
right.
Completely destroying
right.
it.
And the amount of fossil fuels that you use for lithium mining.
It's horrible.
Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, it's 500,000 pounds of material has to be moved for one lithium ion battery. One. 500,000 pounds of material moved by what? Fossil fuel burning vehicles, bulldozers. What a bunch of idiots. And anybody who buys it, I'm driving behind somebody and they got one of those little stupid electric cars. The little tiny things, it's barely more than a golf cart. And I'm like, I hate you. You know, I don't mean that in a non-Christian way, but I just do. I just despise everything you stand for in that little stupid can that you're driving around, that little soda can that you're driving around. And you're a buffoon. You honestly believe that you're benefiting anything or anybody by driving around in that ridiculous cuckmobile? I don't get people. I mean, really. And here, let's switch the subjects. So I love this guy, Michael McCarthy, on Twitter. We can have this in the United States if we want it, and it's coming in a hurry via mass Muslim migration, low IQ inbred Muslim migration. Michael McCarthy writes, if they wanted to stop this, they could. Play for me.
Watch this. She's a 14-year-old girl with her friends. That's an asylum seeker living in a hotel nearby. He tried to touch her breasts and then touch her ass. Living in a hotel paid by the UK taxpayer. Put it in perspective, the UK government is making its people pay for what happened to that 14-year-old. Pay to have people like that lowlife hanging around corners trying to touch 14-year-old girls. Our governments, European governments, are sacrificing young girls. Whether it's rape, sexual assault, being murdered, dragged into a forest, like in France, brutally raped, tortured, and killed. Your governments are allowing...
That is, it's the absolute epitome of the globalist left. It really is. Like, and a globalist left is the well, it's really both the Labour and Tory party at this point in Ukraine and in the UK. It's Democratic Party here and most Republicans here. Imagine paying for your rapist to stay at a hotel. And who votes for these people? I mean, I honestly don't get it. So we don't know whether that girl that was being molested in the video, and he tries to touch her breast, steal her phone, and touch her butt, all in one fell swoop. And they are paying Democratic Party, in that country called the Labour Party, Democratic Party politicians, both in the UK and in the United States, want taxpayers to pay for the hotel fees of their rapists and murderers. That's the Democratic Party. That's the globalist left. You will pay for the hotel rooms of your rapists and murderers. That's them. There's no other way to summarize it. There's no other way to put it. I hearken back to the Abby Phillips clip in the pregame. You're shooting us. Is there any argument to that? Is the left shooting us or are they not? Yes, they're shooting us. We're not shooting them. They are shooting us. It's as simple as that. And in this video here, the left is paying for the hotel room of somebody groping a 14-year-old on the streets. And all of those people in that community voted for that guy to be there. Aaron, explain that to me.
I can't.
I mean, even if you're a leftist, you really want to be raped? I mean, you really want to be groped on the street as a leftist? Well, I'm winning. Look at my compassion. I voted for this low IQ inbred Pakistani. I voted for him to be imported into this country to have sex with goats and molest our women. And look at my virtue in doing so. I mean, that's what it means to be a leftist. I mean, it's not even political for me. I mean, you're just stupid. You're a ridiculous human being. If you want to get into social programs and all that, no. Okay, that's one thing. Back in the old, in the 80s where you had, Reagan Republicans versus, very moderate Democrats. Those days are gone. Where basically your only arguments were about tax rates. You know, no, nobody was trying to import murderers and rapists. No Democrat was outside of an ICE facility shooting at it. No Democrat was outside of an ICE facility throwing bricks at ICE vehicles and blocking ICE vehicles from exiting the facility. Democrats weren't doing that then. I know, I remember, I was there. That didn't happen at all. But now this is the place where you're like, Tom, that's the UK. It's here too. Democrats, that's their platform. Keep rapists in the country. Keep rapists in the country. Remember, Joe Biden imported 30,000 rapists and murderers that we know of. 30,000 in three years, 4 years. 30,000. You know, 7,000-8,000 a year that we know of. Not to mention all the gotaways and all the people that aren't. Remember, gotaway is actually what they know got away, not all the people they don't even know crossed the southern border under the Biden administration. Here's another one for you. Terrible video. Another non-English speaking truck driver. Well, I'll just let the video speak for itself. This is Democratic Party policies coming to fruition with another dead American. Play it for me. There you go. So, I mean, and there it is. Now, that wasn't sped up. That's just a man who doesn't understand signs because he doesn't speak English. That's not sped up. That's what he was doing. That person's instantly evaporated. Everything that they wanted in life is gone because Democrats have to have this guy in the country and are giving them CDL licenses. This guy driving down the road 100 miles an hour in a semi-truck because he doesn't understand that there's actually speed limits in the United States because he probably is from Bangladesh and he got a CDL license from Gavin Newsom. And one of the requirements of a CDL license is what? Sprechen Sie English. Reminds me of Alex Jones. Everybody see Alex Jones today with his Hitler mustache? Pretty freaking funny. I don't know why. I didn't have time enough to watch why he did it, but he had a Hitler mustache on. He looked like the Seinfeld episode. He had the Hitler mustache with the brown jacket. But anyway, just so sad. Absolutely, you can bring it back to me. I don't want to have to keep watching that poor person lose their life because of Democratic Party policies. I played this in the pregame, but it's too good just in case people are missing the pregame, and I could give it a little bit of explanation here. This is an Elise War Room video. This is Kathy Hochul at the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup, of course, is the international golf tournament between our pros and pros from the EU. So it's just United States pros versus all of the pros of the EU from multiple countries. So it's happening. Trying to remember the name of the golf course. Can't remember offhand. But anyway, it's something black. But anyway, Bethpage Black. And that's, of course, in New York. And then Kathy Hochul decides to come. And they introduce her several times during this presentation, during the ceremony. And listen to the response of the crowd. Play for me.
You're the worst!
Governor, all right.
Keep it going for New York. Your friend and mine in attendance, Governor Kathy Hochul. Governor, thank you so much for being here. And thank you to your team, too, for getting us ready for the Ryder Cup in New York.
I would like to say a few thank yous to Governor of State New York, Kathy Hochul.
As we prepare to tee it up on Friday, I want to thank the people who made this journey possible. To Governor Hochul, to the teams of New York, to the teams of the New York State Parks.
There's no way these people actually win elections. Every election is fraudulent. There's no way they actually win elections. You heard, those are New York residents. Imagine having to be her and sitting there and you have to smile as if these people are applauding you. It reminds me of Joe Biden waving at people that don't exist as he gets off the plane. Remember that?
Yeah.
Because nobody comes out to greet him because nobody cares about him and nobody's interested in Joe Biden. Nobody wants to see him. So he sits there and waves at people that don't exist. And Kathy Hochul's sitting there going, waving an American flag, which she detests as people are booing her into oblivion. I love every minute of it. Here's Alex Jones today, by the way. It's hysterical. I don't know. I listen to most Alex Jones's shows, so I don't know why. I don't know why he did this, but he decided to break this out today. I don't know why, if it has to do with him putting him and Nick Fuentes tried to get new YouTube pages, and they immediately took them down. Maybe it was that. I don't know. But this is freaking hysterical. Hysterical. I mean, I don't know what point he's trying to make, but it's funny as crap.
It's so good.
I love it. It's so funny. But anyway. All right, let's go on to the next thing. Libs of TikTok video. Now, I have to show you this. You have these guys that are going around on the campus. I just forgot their names, who they are. But, you'll see them all in the... they're basically, I don't know, Diet Charlie Kirk, and they just go... They're going on to campuses, and they just, going on to, campuses setting up and basically doing the Steven Crowder thing that he initiated, Charlie Kirk thing. When they're trying to just talk to people of opposing political views. So here they try a HBCU, historically black HBCU, college or university, HBCU. So they try to go on to an HBCU. Now, Aaron, who pays for HBCUs?
We do.
Hey, thank you. And I just wanted you to know that's part of our $37 trillion debt is you and I pay for HBCUs. And we pretty much pay for every student to go to HBCUs so that they can act like this. Play for me.
Come on. Yo.
Oh, you better not, Blake. You better not.
Okay.
You better not.
No, bring the sign back.
End live pre-game or post-game situation here. We have 500 people watching.
We've got 500 right here watching.
Look. Whoa. This is insane. What the heck? Oh my gosh. You're pretty close. Yeah.
Well, I think the Fearless Tour definitely made an impact.
Yeah. Whoa.
Did somebody just throw something in our car?
The rest.
They just tried to hit the car.
I think Horace is still out there trying to make sure the car is safe.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, officers.
Wow.
Hey!
Yeah, they threw a drink up top.
Oh my gosh, they threw a drink up top. Yeah, we got this all live. I'm posting this directly after so everyone can see exactly
Holy shit.
Oh my gosh.
You're starting off alive. We're good.
All right, guys. We are out of here. We'll see you later from the Fearless Tour gang.
Are they gonna block me in here now?
So there you go. It's called the Fearless Tour, and you can pull that. You can pull this all. It's just lives with TikTok if you want to find out specifically. And so that everyone sees the behavior. Everyone sees what's going on here. See him try to get his back. The guy violently assaults him, gets in his face. The police have to go and push this guy back. And there's the guy standing there with a screwdriver in hand, with you know a sharp tip on it right there. They'll show it right there. There's the guy with the screwdriver. Now let's look at everybody saw the behavior. And by the way, how in the world are you ever going to talk with these people? There's no way. And it's got nothing to do with their color. It doesn't have anything to do with it. These people, I mean, anybody that acts like this, white, black, Hispanic, I don't care. That acts like this. This is the left. All the left acts like this. How in the world are you ever going to have a discussion? So what do? I'm not having one. I come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. 2 Corinthians 6:17. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. What do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? 2 Corinthians 6:14-15. So I'm not going to bother with it. I wouldn't go there and do this. What's the point? Look at this. What's the point? There's really no point in this. And I mean, Charlie Kirk was awesome, but mainly Charlie Kirk, there would be a line of leftists that would intermingle with predominantly because he was so big, he was such a big, you know, such a huge celebrity that it was mainly a bunch of right wingers that were there. So it wasn't interactions that were like this. Of course, then the ultimate violent interaction of a transgender leftist. But anyway, that removed Charlie Kirk from the earth, which is the great, great tragedy. But anyway, you can't, there's nothing you can do with this. What are you going to do with this? You're going to say, you know, prove me wrong on a sign. These people aren't going to have a conversation with you. I mean, they barely exist beyond violence. What did they do that wasn't violent? So here was the response of the university. This is hysterical. This is the official response from Tennessee State University. Tennessee State University statement on unauthorized campus activity. Today, a group of individuals unaffiliated with Tennessee State University appeared on campus, which you're allowed to do because it is public property, on campus without prior notice. You don't have to get prior notice. You're allowed to walk on campus because, Aaron, who pays for it?
We do.
Okay. In accordance with university policy, any demonstration or protest activity requires advance approval or permitting. University policy, any demonstration. Was it a demonstration? No, they set up a card table and said, let's talk. That's the demonstration or protest? Okay, it wasn't. That's all that they did. And they had a small speaker, and they gave the microphone to the people they were talking to. Advance approval permitting. Campus police and staff responded promptly, and the individuals were escorted from university grounds as if they were the problem. They weren't the problem. It was your students that were the problem without incident. Without incident, says Aaron.
Of course.
At all times. This is the classic. At all times, TCF students conducted themselves in a professional, respectful manner. I mean, you're just lying. That's what it means to be a leftist in 2025. You're just a bold-faced liar who makes statements that belies all reality, contradicts all reality. There's the video. They know that it's online. They know that everybody's watched it. And your statement is that your students conducted themselves in a professional, respectful manner with weapons in their hands and threatening violence and stealing their signs and throwing things at their vehicles and pounding on their vehicle. That's the respectful manner. So what did you just do? What did you just accomplish as the administrative staff of TSU? You just enabled violent behavior, which again causes right wingers to get injured. It's not us. It's never us. It's always them. Let's go to this. Speaking of rhetoric, I'm going to set this up. Nick Sorter video. Democrats are refusing to admit their violent rhetoric led to Charlie Kirk's killing. You watch every show. None of them will actually acknowledge that it was them. Play it for me.
Inscriptions on the three unfired casings read, "Hey, fascist!" exclamation point.
catch exclamation point.
Do you think Donald Trump is a fascist?
Yes, I do.
No one has ever been more dangerous to this country than Donald Trump, and he is a fascist to his core.
And let me shut down the city! We are at war!
We're in a war right now.
We are at war.
So you have to be willing to do whatever is necessary in order to save the country.
And that's why the gloves are off.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
And yes, there are many threats to democracy. We see it with these extreme candidates.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
But you can only push people so far. And then they start to take matters into their own hands.
What the American public want is for us to bring actual weapons to this bar fight. This is an actual fight.
You know, this is literally call to arms.
The MAGA movement is a threat.
But Michelle Wood says that, you know, when they go low, we go high.
No. With all due respect, if they go low, we don't go high.
When they go low, we kick them.
We take them to the mud and choke them out.
And make sure that they stay down. And you know what? Kick them when they're down, because they deserve it.
Get up in the face of some Congress people.
We are going to be in your face. We are going to be on your...
We have to fight this in the streets.
We're going to fight it in the streets.
It's time to step out of your comfort zone and step out into the streets.
To our Republican colleagues, if you do not see the light, we will bring the fire. Resist!
You and your little friend off of Twitter, y'all about to find out.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
He's not going to have a third term. He may not finish this term.
That's the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. Just saying. There will be news sometime. Just so you know, there will be news.
All right, now case-specific dice now. Ian Yeager video, here's Depp, showed this last night, and they're all denying it on all these talking head shows that it's not their rhetoric that's causing them. Imagine even having to have this discussion, because you have Republicans being shot. You have ICE facilities being shot. You have ABC, because they suspended Jimmy Kimmel, being shot. Imagine even having to have this discussion. Well, it's not our rhetoric that's causing it. Well, what rhetoric would be causing it? Because it certainly isn't our rhetoric that's causing us to be shot. So here's more, just from last night. Ian Yeager video, Democrat Rep. John Larson. Play it for me.
This is not Germany. That's the SS and the Gestapo. This is the United States of America. Unmask yourselves.
Talking about ICE, and then ICE gets shot at. Felony assaults against ICE are up 1,000%. Here's more from last night. If only May's video, if only there were some way to figure it out. Play it for me.
This is Gestapo-like behavior. Plainclothes officers wearing masks are terrorizing immigrants.
The ICE issue is alarming beyond words. Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process. We're being hyperbolic. If you're a black and brown community, it's here. Wake up.
Dangers that we saw in Nazi Germany, especially in the earliest days of Nazi Germany, are the dangers that we need to react to now. They're taking people off the streets and sending them away. It's a 5-alarm fire, everyone.
Every single ICE agent who's engaged in this aggressive overreach and are trying to hide their identities from the American people will be unsuccessful in doing that. This is not the 1930s, and every single one of them, no matter what it takes, no matter how long it takes, will, of course, be identified.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense, not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye. Just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared. We need to make sure that there's a firewall that they have to come through before they get to them.
Early evidence.
Right back to me. So you have Charlie Kirk assassinated because of leftist rhetoric. And a lot of that was also revolved around deportations and around ICE. It's one of the reasons why Charlie Kirk got assassinated. It's because of that. So, in my opinion. So, in that one little video alone that we just showed from Mays, you had Tim Walz say that ICE agents are going around in unmarked vans, disappearing illegal aliens to foreign torture dungeons. Gavin Newsom says that ICE agents are disappearing black and brown people, disappearing them. People are just disappearing. They can't name one person ever that's been disappeared. They can't name one person that has disappeared, but yet they're claiming that ICE is going around and making people disappear with no due process. With all of them masked and calling them over. Now, how many times did you hear the word Gestapo? Pretty much every one of them referred to them as Gestapo. But it's not their rhetoric that's causing the ICE facility to be shot at. And by the way, that's not the first one. A month ago, 2 months ago, a Dallas ICE facility was shot at also. This is the first one with fatalities, though. And again, assaults on ICE agents are up 1,000%. But it's not, it has nothing to do with their rhetoric.
No, no, I mean, course, nothing of course to do with not.
It. No. I mean, they're just called Gestapo every day of their life. And then, of course, you have Jasmine Ghetto Crockett referred to them as slave patrollers. It reminds her of slave patrol. The only people who ever did slave patrols were members of her own party. And here's backup on all this. Alex video, the ICE facility shooter, intended to maximize lethality against ICE personnel. Here's proof that the shooter was a leftard. Play it for me.
At the same time, we obtained and executed multiple search warrants yesterday for devices and locations associated with the sniper. FBI agents executed a search warrant at the sniper's residence yesterday and there found a collection of notes. First, I want to point out that one of these notes or papers, the sniper explicitly states, yes, it was just me. That statement appears to be correct at this point in the investigation. Notably, these loose notes included a game plan of the attack and target areas at the facility. He called the ICE employees people showing up to collect a dirty paycheck. He wrote that he intended to maximize lethality against ICE personnel and to maximize property damage at the facility. He hoped to minimize any collateral damage or injury to the detainees and any other innocent people. It seems that he did not intend to kill the detainees or harm them. It's clear from these notes that he was targeting ICE agents and ICE personnel. The tragic irony for his evil plot here is that it was a detainee who was killed and two other detainees that were injured when he fired into the Sally Port. He also hoped his actions would give ICE agents real terror of being gunned down, and he did this to induce constant stress in their lives. He hoped his actions would terrorize ICE employees and interfere with their work, which he called human trafficking. And this, what he did.
All right, now, Aaron and Will, I'm going to make you do some hop, skipping, and jumping here at the end, so be ready, because the next video we're going to go to is skip up ahead to Trump Army video in a bombshell disclosure rep, Anna Paulina Luna, and then the one right after that we're going to do is Peter St. Ange up to 90%. That's a video also. Peter St. Ange video up to 90% of published academic studies. So have those two ready for me. That's where we're gonna finish up. So there you have it. And the one other thing I want to tell you about this shooting, I've obviously spoken about it ad nauseum, and it's all the Democratic Party's fault. That's how we need to talk, because that's what's true. Is that true or is it not?
It's true.
It's true. If you're gonna call them Gestapo every day, you're going to instigate some nutcase to go and shoot them. It's really as simple as that. Just like Bernie Sanders did with the Scalise shooter. The new Republican Medicaid plan is going to murder many Americans. That's what Bernie Sanders said. He said kill, but not murder. You're going to kill many Americans. So the guy went out and shot Steve Scalise. I mean, what caused the shooting of Steve Scalise? Bernie Sanders. Simple as that. Not criminally so, but Bernie Sanders. And yet they are still saying that they're not going to lower their rhetoric. Their rhetoric's not the problem. Although the only people being shot are not left-wingers, but right-wingers. And there's one other thing on this. Gunther Eagleman, the ICE official, just confirmed that the suspect from yesterday's attack in Dallas used the ICE tracking apps. the apps that are put out to track ICE activities so Democratic Party members can go and assault ICE officers and protest ICE officers and throw bricks at ICE officers and now shoot ICE officers. Apps created so that they can dox the homes of ICE agents, the offices of ICE agents, and track the official duties and task forces and activities of ICE agents. That's the shooter used that. So who caused the shootings, Aaron? Is there really any question here?
Yeah.
There's no argument. Speaking of shootings, just a couple quick things on Charlie Kirk that I have to go over because right now there's so much information going out and so many different snipers and everything giving their opinions about it. I saw one person today is now claiming that it was, you know, Charlie's microphone shot into his neck, an explosion like, you know, Israeli style beeper explosion. That's bullcrap, by the way. There's an exit wound. But anyway, and there is an exit wound. If you slow the video down enough to see it, it's an exit wound. It's a much smaller caliber than a 30-06. The whole 30-06 thing makes no sense, folks.
Yeah.
The FBI uses their own evidence to contradict their narrative. You're like, Tom, that what you just said makes no sense. I know. Their evidence contradicts their narrative. They're saying that it's a 30-06 that killed Charlie Kirk, shot by Tyler Robinson. That makes no sense, folks. First of all, you cannot take apart a 30-06 hunting rifle in any sort of discernible way outside of 30 minutes in your home alone. There's no way that he walked up on the roof with it somehow disassembled, put it together, shot it, disassembled it, crawled off the roof, and then reassembled it and stuck it in the woods. That never happened, folks. And by the way, how would he have reassembled it when his screwdriver was found on the roof?
Oops.
Who put the screwdriver there? Yeah. The people who are part of this conspiracy. What they do is simple. It's very simple what they do. And there was one of Alex Jones's guests put this out. You just tell somebody you're going to do the shooting or we need you to be a spotter for us. And they become part of the conspiracy. They need to be on the roof. And then they already have you set up. They already have you set up. They tell you, but you know, put your grandpa's gun in the woods, whatever. They set you up and you should be a spotter for us. And then it's shot by somebody else, an expert from my opinion, the intel community somewhere, Mossad, CIA, which are indistinguishable. Shoot Charlie Kirk. And it was a much smaller round. 30-06, folks, just so everybody knows, 30-06 round is about that freaking big. And a 223 round is about that big. The number one weapon in World War II was what? A 30-06. It was a carbine rifle, but shot the same round. That's why so many people own those guns. They just handed them out after the war because, and that's what everybody uses, a hunting rifle. Because it's instant death. That's when you see that. When you see Saving Private Ryan, the bolt action, carbine rifles, that's what they're shooting, 30-06 rounds. They were deadly. Absolutely. You're like, man, they're outmatched. You know, thank you, Aaron. So they're outmatched. You're outmatched with that. That's what's coming out if Will was fighting World War II, that's what he would have shot. Right there. So in some ways, it's better than having your M16 or your AR-15. Because one of those, guy's done. That killed more Germans than anything. In World War II, number one rifle in World War II. That's what was shot at Charlie Kirk, that round right there, by the FBI story, which is not true. Charlie Kirk's neck wouldn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
That round goes 1,600 feet a second. Boom. And it won't slow down until at least 400 yards. And somehow the official line is that Charlie Kirk has such strong bone structure that it bounced off of his spine and stayed in his body? That's what the FBI is saying.
Yeah.
That makes no sense at all, folks. They're using their own evidence to contradict all reality, and their own evidence contradicts their own story. If it's a 30-06 rounds and you're pushing that narrative, his head would have been blown off his shoulders. His neck wouldn't even exist.
Yeah.
There wouldn't even be an entry-exit wound. It wouldn't exist. It makes absolutely no sense. And every single expert I've heard testify has said you cannot take that rifle apart in that amount of time. It is a huge process. It's not like All of us have 9mm in this room. You take a 9mm apart literally in 5 seconds. Literally in 5 seconds, especially 6 hour that I had carried for 25 years in law enforcement. Literally, it's push down a clip, slide it apart, pull it apart. Literally three. I mean, I think probably could pull it apart in 5 seconds. So it makes no sense at all. And I just wanted to back this up because I wanted to just show everybody something. Look at what's happening right now. Trump Army video breaking in a bombshell disclosure. This is why you don't believe this crap. I put this in my Charlie Kirk section, even though it has nothing to do with Charlie Kirk, because Rep. Ana Paula Luna has revealed that NBC, Aaron, is withholding a never-before-seen video that places Lee Harvey Oswald near President John F. Kennedy's limousine at the exact moment of the assassination. So you're going to believe the FBI narrative? Play it for me.
I would like to actually tell the American people, it was made aware to me this evening that NBC actually has a video that's never been seen before. We're actually going to be sending a letter requesting that from NBC because it allegedly shows Oswald near the vehicle when the assassination took place, which means that he couldn't have been the shooter. So again, we're tracking down all this information. But look, there's even a CIA document that came out that Mr. Morley pointed out that actually said that the CIA never bought the lone gunman theory. And so I think the American people had an inclination as to what we were saying, but we never had the hard evidence until now. And so it's important to note that in a free and fair society, how could you operate or have an agency operating in the shadows? And so kudos to President Trump, also Director Radcliffe and Tulsi Gabbard for pushing for this transparency. It is going to—
So anyway, again, this is where I miss cussing. So everything you've ever been told by the federal government is pure and unadulterated bull crap. There it is. Lee Harvey Oswald was right near the limousine. So how in the world did he shoot President Kennedy? Anybody explain that?
Yeah.
And so Charlie Kirk was shot with a 30-06 by Tyler Robinson alone. That's what we're going to be told. Here we are again with the Zapruder film for the next 40 years. That's what they're going to try to pull on us. And it's absolutely obvious he was shot with a 223 round from his back right. That is what happened. All this other idiocy about how he has an explosive device near his neck, that's just pure, that is clickbait whores.
Yeah.
He was shot by a 223 round from his back right-hand shoulder. It is blatantly obvious. Blatantly obvious. That's what happened. And if it wasn't a 223 round, it was a smaller caliber than that.
Yeah.
It's blatantly obvious, but the size of the exit wound is identical to a 223 round, and that's what he was shot. How in the world would everybody, as much as I hate to even say it, because it's so disrespectful what happened to Charlie Kirk. I mean that, disrespectful. But when you saw the mass blood come out, it came out of the left side of his neck. What does that mean? He was shot into the right side of his neck. It's not hard.
Yeah.
And what we're supposed to believe is he was shot by Tyler Robinson with a 30-06 round. Again, Aaron showed it's that freaking big from 200 yards straight ahead and blows through his neck and only leaves an entry exit wound. But that leaves no exit wounds, what they're telling you.
Right.
It bounced off his titanium spine.
Yeah, man.
Stayed in his body. Because, Aaron, he was young and had hard bones.
Right. Right.
That's what we're going to believe. Just like Lee Harvey Oswald unilaterally shot John F. Kennedy. He had bullets making right hand turns in the air. I mean, it's just pure freaking idiocy. And I just threw this last one in here. It's just from Peter St. Ange. Follow him on Twitter. Up to 90% of published academic studies have now been proven false. If you can't believe Peter St. Ange, you can't believe anybody on the earth. It's Edward Dowd level. Why are they been proven false? Because they can't be replicated. So what that means is whatever the study showed cannot be replicated in another study. Therefore, the original studies have both faced freaking lie. 90% of everything you're told from the medical community says right here. This includes cancer drugs, global warming, gender mutilation, and yes, vaccines. 90% of their published studies are false because they cannot be replicated. Everything you've been told is a lie. Understand it. Please understand it. Gosh, I want to talk more. Some nights I'm done, but I could go on tonight. I could talk for 3 hours tonight. Let's just stay, boy. No, I'm just kidding. Aaron put up the rants. Aaron's like, no, we're done.
We're done.
There's always another one.
There's always tomorrow.
Yeah. And Will's like, this is Will's Friday for the podcast, so he wants to get out of here. But anyway, Rumble Rants tonight. Thank you. All right, Aaron, give it to me again. The great, what is it? A great T1AU?
The Great One Gold.
You're just whatever. Great One Gold. I love you, though. I love you. $50. Thank you so much for the huge Rumble Rant. Texas Billy, $50. Thank you so much for the huge Rumble Rant. Harry Tackle or whatever that is. $20. Thank you so much, Harry. Jules, 21 hours, $10. Dave Souders, $10. Dave Souders again, $5. Thank you so much for giving twice, Dave. Appreciate every single person in the rant. Thank you guys so much. We decided to pay Will tonight because of your rants. Thank you guys so much. Now we're saving up because we all want to do a Steak and Shake night because Woo. Steak and Shake is supported Charlie Kirk. But anyway, thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. Listen, post game is awesome. Stick around for the post game. It's just a couple minutes long. I'm done screaming at you. Until tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. I'll see you then. God bless you.